Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, August 26th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. The web version of Microsoft Word for Microsoft 365 subscribers is getting a recording and transcription feature at no extra charge. Users can either record audio or upload an audio file and have them transcribed. Live audio will be transcribed within moments, while uploads may take as long as the length of the recording. Users can transcribe unlimited live audio and 5 hours a month of uploaded audio files. Microsoft plans to expand the feature to phones and tablets, but has not mentioned plans to add it to the desktop version of Word. Microsoft also announced general availability of Immersive Reader from Azure Cognitive Services, which lets developers embed text reading and comprehension capabilities into apps. Immersive Reader is designed to help users with dyslexia, dysgraphia, ADHD, etc. It has features like reading text aloud while highlighting words, optimized font spacing, and syllable breaks. Google released Chrome 85 with 10% faster page loads thanks to Profile Guided Optimization, or PGO. PGO lets the most performance-critical parts of code run faster, and Google says this should be especially helpful when you have a lot of tabs open or multiple programs running. You can also now collapse and expand tab groups to save space in the tab strip, and Chrome 85 will be blocking downloads of EXEs and APKs when they're over HTTP, but the page you're getting them from is HTTPS. Progressive web apps can now create app shortcuts on Windows and Chrome as well. Facebook announced it's changing the name of its AR and VR divisions that encompass the Oculus, Spark, and Portal brands to Facebook Reality Labs. The company's AR-VR research division renamed itself from Oculus Research to Facebook Reality Labs back in 2018. That division will now be known as FRL Research. Facebook's annual VR developer conference, Oculus Connect, will also be renamed Facebook Connect and kick off virtually September 16th. Gartner reports that worldwide smartphone sales dropped 20.4% in Q2, due mostly to continued disruptions from COVID-19. Samsung fell the most, dropping 27.1% year over year, but still stayed barely ahead of Huawei in first place. Huawei sales declined 6.8% overall, but the company saw an increase in its overall market share for the quarter, as it didn't decline as much as others. Number three, Apple, stayed number three and dipped 0.4%. Asus's Zenfone 7 and 7 Pro feature a more durable version of its rotating rear camera. That's the one that flips over from the back to the front to be able to take selfies. It now also includes an extra zoom lens. The phone also has an OLED display now and a 90 Hertz refresh rate, and it keeps that 5,000 milliamp hour battery. The phone is on sale in Taiwan with the Zenfone 7 at 21,990 new Taiwanese dollars. That's around $749 US. And the Zenfone 7 Pro lists at 27,990 new Taiwanese dollars. That's about $953 US. The phones will come to select European markets September 1st, but no pricing on those is announced yet. Android Authority published a video of LG's forthcoming phone, The Wing. The Wing is a dual-screen phone with each screen on top of the other, so the top one rotates open into a T-shape. In the video, the lower screen can show controls like a keyboard, while the main phone becomes horizontal mode and shows your main items like a map or a browser. LG has yet to confirm the device. A feature meant to simplify things for business users of Chromium-based browsers accounts for about half the load on the domain name system's root servers. The feature is called Intranet Redirect Detector, uses unregistered domain names to check if an ISP is delivering advertising pages instead of a 404. Now, this can help reduce the number of drop-down choices in the address bar. However, those domains it uses to test are not cached locally in the domain system because they don't exist, so each one goes all the way to the root server, and with most browsers being Chromium-based, this causes quite a lot of unnecessary traffic. A bug has been filed to make the feature off by default. Fitbit introduced its follow-up to the Fitbit Ionic, the Fitbit Sense, an advanced health smartwatch that includes an electrodermal activity, or EDA, sensor and electrocardiogram, or ECG, measurements, plus Google Assistant support. The EDA sensor looks for electrical changes in your skin that may indicate stress. Fitbit also updated its Versa smartwatch and Inspire fitness tracker lines. All of this works better, of course, if you pay for Fitbit Premium to keep track of all your data. Pre-orders are now open for the Fitbit Sense at $330, Fitbit Versa 3 for $230, and Fitbit Inspire 2 for $100, shipping in late September. Bloomberg sources say Apple plans to add augmented reality content as a companion to its Apple TV Plus TV shows. Characters or objects from shows would be overlaid on the real world as seen through your phone. As an example, a viewer of the show For All Mankind might see a lunar rover on their coffee table when seen through an iPhone or iPad. And finally, DJI announced the new OM4 camera stabilization product. OM4 now features a magnetic attachment system. An adhesive or slide-on accessory still attaches to the phone that enables the magnetic attachment. The gimbal has multiple upgraded shooting modes and an upgrade to active track to better distinguish between subjects, including people and pets. Gesture control comes over from DJI's drones to the gimbal as well. The OM4 is available now for $150. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.